You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Maybe I'm not going to give you guys my football picks because, you know, I really don't think you guys really appreciate my method, okay? I said the Cowboys were going to win. I was right about that. The Patriots, right? I thought the Patriots were going to win. I was hoping the Cardinals were going to win. That was kind of, you know, a shame. And you know, I did the Saints. I get that. But you know what? I didn't do too bad. The Dolphins. Remember I said the Dolphins were going to win because there were three groin injuries on that team? I was right about that. All right. And then, of course, the Colts. I said the Colts were going to win. So, listen, okay, I don't have to be at 100%. I don't. Right? But when I predicted that the Ravens were going to win over the Texans with my technique, you have to admit, I'm pretty brilliant. So, cut me some slack, Jack. All right. Well, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Apparently, a lot of you guys have some pretty nice ink. Beautiful tattoos. Some of you have even sent pictures to me of your tattoos. Okay? Again, keep your pants on when you do that. But the ink in the tattoo could possibly put you at risk for cancer. We have some new evidence of tattoo ink and the mercury and cobalt in the ink could possibly be carcinogenic. So we're going to be talking about that. Then I guess the inventor of Viagra is now going to be launching his new premature ejaculation spray. I think this premature ejaculation spray is just going to completely explode on the market next year, so we'll talk about that. Then we have a man, I don't know why there's so much below the belt news, but a man had to have his penis amputated. This was a well-known ex-politician in Colombia. His penis had to be amputated after deliberately overdosing on Viagra. He had taken more than I guess he should have with his in terms of Viagra dosing to quote unquote impress his lady. And then many of you have asked me about this gentleman where his stomach basically brewed beer. And even though he hadn't consumed any alcohol, he had a quote unquote auto brewery syndrome. I mean, even failed breathalyzer tests. We'll talk about that. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You guys hear my voice is coming back? Oh, it was a rough weekend. Not a big deal, though. I could stay home and watch football, but it was a rough one. Okay, now this is kind of interesting, okay? We ladies like diamonds. We do. I don't really have any, you know, because I told my husband he doesn't really have to buy me jewelry. I'm not the jewelry kind of gal. But deep down, yeah, we like diamonds, all right? Well, some of you men may be liking diamonds more than you think because researchers from UCLA and the Nanocarbon Research Institute in Japan are using these nano diamonds to help promote bone growth, therefore, possibly dental implants. I mean, you know, we stick gold in our mouth, right, for fillings. Why not diamonds? So this is pretty interesting. Now, no, we aren't talking about these grills like these hip-hop artists do. I don't really get the whole grill thing. I don't think they're very set. You know what, though? Okay, if you have bad-looking teeth, I can understand then you wanting to put the grill on there. But if you have good-looking teeth, good enamel, nice and white, I wouldn't mess with it. But anyway, these little minuscule, they call it, according to Mail Online, minuscule gems or diamonds, they're basically invisible to the human eye, but they could combat osteonecrosis, which is death of the bone loss. Now, many people that end up losing their teeth and needing implants obviously have a very poor reparative process of their bones. Now, researchers from UCLA, I apologize. I know I got to blow my nose, but I don't want to blow my nose on air. If I blow my nose on air, that's going to sound so disgusting. Should I just do it? I'm sorry, guys. I got to blow my nose. Hold on. Oh, that's a juicy one. Oh, boy. Wait, let me look at it. Let me look at it. It's clear. It's clear. See, Dawn, clear. Okay. Whew. All right. So anyway, they discovered that these little nanodiamonds, which are byproducts of conventional mining, they're only 4 to 5 nanometers in diameter. If you guys know what the hell that is, you got me beat. And apparently they could be used as a delivery system for proteins in the mouth. This could then hope to improve the osteonecrosis. Now, many of you that have ever had osteonecrosis, you know that's some serious stuff. You can't eat. You can't speak. Also, when you have a dental implant, you could actually lose bone around there as well. It's not, you know, your bone obviously isn't the most healthy if you already need these implants. So if you have a failed implant, that could also be an absolute cluster. So apparently the doctor's name, the professor is Dean Ho. Professor, I'm sorry, my nose is running. His name is Dr. Ho. I know, I've been called Dr. Ho, okay, but not because people think that's my surname. Dr. Dean Ho, professor of oral biology. This isn't funny, people. Come on, stop the giggles. Come on, grow up. Professor of oral biology and medicine at the UCLA School of Dentistry, he led the study, right? Probably by saying heave ho. Dr. Ho, sorry, these are Monday jokes. Okay, you'll get better material on Friday. Dr. Ho explained that doctors performing bone repair operations, which are typically costly and time-consuming, surgically inset a sponge. Are you getting all this? They're insetting a sponge. I've never used the sponge birth control. Who asked me about my birth control? Somebody in the studio, I don't use the sponge. I've never really found the sponge to be an adequate form of birth control because, you know, sponges get kind of drippy. So if you're going to, I know we're supposed to be talking about sponge and implants, but let me make a comment here. Anytime you use any sort of birth control, you want to make sure you have a backup plan. And something like a sponge, and don't sponges come from animal creatures in the ocean? I don't want anything like that in there. All right. Okay. Well, fine. Diamonds in the teeth, right? Like diamonds in the sky. Is that the song Diamonds in the Sky? I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
David J. Smith for News Watch Magazine. Did you realize that President Obama is anti-biblical and anti-Christian? On October 19, 2010, Obama began deliberately omitting the phrase about the Creator when quoting the Declaration of Independence, an omission he's made on no less than 7 different occasions. We'd like to help you understand how this is going to affect you in the near future and show you Bible prophecy jumping off the pages of your TV and newspaper. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736, and ask for a 1-year free subscription to Newswatch magazine. That's 1-800-516-8736.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of 2 families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network. I'm sorry. Boy, gosh, it's snot and cough and phlegm. Come on. Why can't all that happen on break? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials and having to listen to all this. And a big thanks to you all who is suffering. Just, you know what it is? Misery does seek company. I hate to say that. Now, I don't want you all sick. Trust me, because I don't want you all sick, because then you wouldn't be listening to the radio. But I think when I feel bad or I don't feel well or something bad happens to me, it helps sharing it all with you. Okay? And I think the reason why I do it is subconsciously, I want one of you to say, oh, Dahlia, you don't have it that bad. This is what's happening to me. And then I'm like, oh, well, you know, you're right. I'm not having it that bad. So, sometimes, you know, when people are sick, you would think they would just kind of go to a hole in their house and just stay there and leave everybody alone. But no, you know, they come up to you and they go, oh my gosh, I am so sick. And you're like, oh, yeah, like, get the hell away from me. So, anyway, that's kind of how I feel right now. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, yes, my name is Jerry, and I was wondering if you could tell me, lately I've had tingling in both of my hands, Not just when I wake up in the morning either, during the day, like if I'm doing two things at once, I'm driving and talking on the phone or whatever, I have to switch hands all the time because my hands go numb. And I was wondering, is that caused by carpal tunnel or is there something more to it?
Excuse me. Sorry about that. Mucus ball. You know, it sounds kind of like carpal tunnel. You know, when we talk about numbness and tingling, of course, as a doctor, I always think of neuropathy. You know, so while anybody else is thinking about, well, you know, getting cell phone wrist, I'm thinking about, okay, well, you know, is she diabetic? Does she have a B12 deficiency? Does she have something pinching on the nerve? Because remember, I, as a doctor, am supposed to, you know, not blow anything off. And always make sure that I'm thinking of what other causes could be obviously causing this. I apologize to repeat myself. But to me, it sounds like a nerve entrapment type syndrome or like with carpal tunnel syndrome, you have the inflammation as the nerves go into the hand, to the wrist, like your median nerve, etc. The entrapment that you get either from inflammation or from the tendon sheath will cause impingement on the nerve and you go numb. Whenever somebody says that a specific movement causes them to go numb, but then when they change sides or release the pressure, they the numbness goes away. So that to me it sounds like it's more of a mechanical type of issue. So I would definitely be screened for carpal tunnel. They could do EMG, nerve conduction test. By the way, do you guys want to do a couple tests for carpal tunnel right now? Yeah, Dr. Dahlia, sounds good, very good. Yeah, see, one of you's excited about that. Okay, take a look at your wrist, okay? Now, not the top of the wrist, not the dorsal. Go to the volar, the under, the soft part of the wrist. You see where you got those veins there? Just do some light tapping. Are you guys tapping? Do some light tapping on the wrist, okay? Everybody's tapping? Okay. The wrist. Tap the wrist. Wrist. Jeez, come on, people. Okay, so when you tap the wrist like that, if you're getting any shooting pain... Boy, that was lisp and spit at the same time. If you're getting any shooting pain or numbness or tingling, that is called Tinel's sign. Some guy named Tinel made a crap load of money on this one, all right? So you might as well, yeah, just keep tapping. Check yourself. I'm saving you guys from $1,000 EMG, your nerve conduction test right now. Okay, are you tapping? Okay. Now, the other test you could do is called Phalen's. Okay? Now, what you do is, okay, bring your arms up like you're about to pray. Okay? You can rest them against your chest. Okay? Now, you see, okay, what I want are those hands. This is so hard to do on the radio, but this is why I have a job in radio and other people don't. Now, what you're going to do is you're going to invert those hands so it's back of hand to back of hand. So it's like an inverted prayer sign. And your arms and your elbows have to be basically 90 degrees to your hands. So you see, you're dangling your fingers towards the floor. Oh, crap, I'm going numb. Okay, we got to hurry, guys. I'm going numb doing this test for you. Okay, so you have back of hand to back of hand, wrist to wrist. Okay, the fingers are gosh, I'm going numb. Damn it. The fingers are facing the ground. Do I have carpal tunnel? This is stupid. Come on. And the elbows are basically, right, you could put a ruler or a straight edge on your arms. They're so straight. Now, you do that for about a minute. If your hand starts to go numb and tingling and like your middle three fingers, that's called a positive Phalen's test. Crap, I got to stop this. Well, okay, so I probably have carpal tunnel. That could be a sign of carpal tunnel, the tingling, okay? Well, this blows. God, I hate when I diagnose myself on air. I'll get it checked out. And I'll just pop a pill. Thank God for the pharmaceuticals. No. All right, yeah. Carpal tunnel can be extremely debilitating. You know, for some of you that have tried to hold a pencil or hold a pen or work a mouse
etc. Now, what could they do for carpal tunnel? They could do anti-inflammatories. Like, I'm never wrong about the pills, okay? You know, you could always pop a pill for these things. Anti-inflammatories, sometimes they could do a steroid injection in the wrist to loosen up the inflammation. And then sometimes what they could do is actually do a release. It's called a carpal tunnel release to release some of the pressure. Now, if some of you have numbness and tingling and you've passed your Phalen's test, you've passed your Tinel's test, and you want more free medical advice. Okay, so whenever somebody tells me things go numb, I always like to look at, especially if it's both sides, then I like to look more central and what is feeding both those sides. Now, you could check the circulation, you could check the radial pulse, and I taught you all how to check your little radial artery pulse, right? Right? It's like right under your, it's under your thumb, but at the wrist where it starts to go in and soft, you press that down and then you could feel, I can't feel my pulse. Hold on. Damn. You know, if you want your pulse, just feel your neck. What the hell is wrong with me? All right. Well, circulation. Boy, this is a depressing show. I gotta go to the doctor after this. Then you look for pinching, like let's say cervical radiculopathy. You could have some pinching of your nerves coming outside the neck, depending on what, at what level in the neck between your cervical spine the nerve comes out. If you have a disc or an issue or some sort of inflammatory condition, that could also cause you to go numb. Some of you got bit by ticks and have Lyme disease. Some of you could have mono or Epstein-Barr. Herpes could even cause tingling, right? Some of you guys get tingling in the genital area, but it's not the good kind. That could be herpes. HIV, a variety of things. Diabetes, big time, could cause you to have nerve tingling. The nerves aren't that healthy. Very poor blood supply to the nerves. If you've ever injured yourself, you could injure a nerve, right? When I had my cosmetic surgery, but don't tell anybody because I'm trying to keep that under wraps, part of the area that got the cosmetic surgery is kind of numb. Yeah. Toxins, chemicals, arsenic, mercury, lead. These things can also make you go numb. Let me see what else am I missing. We talked about the pressing on the nerve. We talked about my mucus. What else did I miss? Did I talk about the B12? Checking your vitamin B levels. Those could also be a cause. You could be deficient, let's say, in B1, B6, B12. B12 especially we look for because that could put you at risk for peripheral neuropathy. Sometimes you could overdose on your B vitamins. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. And people who drink alcohol could be at low risk for thiamine, low risk for a variety of nutrients, and they could also start going numb. How many of you who drunk or would drink started to notice that you got numb? You know, basically, nerve damage, you know, very hard to reverse. But in the caller's case particularly, we're looking at probably more of a nerve entrapment, more of a carpal tunnel type issue. You know, I used to have a little truck. An Isuzu, little red love truck, really, really cute sucker, before I wrecked it. And, I always drove with my elbow outside. You know, when you drive a truck, your arm's outside. And it's good because it dries out your underarm. So at least one of your underarms won't have BO. So you're sitting there driving and your elbow is out the window. And, where was I going with it? You do shave your armpits, but sometimes you still need, I know women aren't supposed to sweat, but some of us do. So anyway, I would have my arm out the window and then my hand would go numb. And it sucks because I really don't like driving with my arm inside. I like to be kind of all out there hanging out. It's like wearing a bra. So, nerve entrapment. Okay. When we come back, tattoos causing cancer and premature ejaculation spray about to explode on the market. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so many of you guys have tattoos. Some body ink makes you feel bad to the bone. I think tattoos are very, very sexy. Okay? I posted one of my favorite tattoos online yesterday. Somebody has the periodic table of the elements. Right? You know that we had to memorize, right, with the bromine and the hydrogen and the nitrogen. They tattooed the periodic table of the elements to their back. See, what I think is stupid about that is when I was tested on it, okay, you know, that was very hard to make a cheat sheet on. If you tattoo your back with the periodic table of the elements, then how are you supposed to look at it? No, that's just for everybody else. So, anyway, so scientists now think these tattoos can cause cancer. Now, some of you are like, wait a second, okay, we've been using ink, right, for decades. And I think some of us have known that things will get into our blood system. And again, we don't have any direct correlation saying, okay, if you had a tattoo you're going to definitely get breast cancer or prostate cancer, which is why, by the way, try to avoid tattoos under the waist, right? Just in case, all right, these little toxic compounds decide to go anywhere. They think that it's the little nanoparticles that come from the mercury and the cobalt. And they think that they enter the bloodstream. Because remember, while you're getting a tattoo, you get pretty inflamed. It hurts. You also have little capillaries, little blood vessels. Just because you may not bleed, doesn't mean things don't seep in to the bloodstream. So if these accumulate, if these little nanoparticles accumulate in the spleen, and, you know, by the way, nanoparticle has got to be the word of the century. Everything is nano. Do you notice that? Almost every study I've talked about today has to do the term nano. Nano. That's, yeah, you would have never heard people talk about nanos in the 80s. Okay, so the studies have found that some ink used, now this was a study done out of the UK, had carcinogens, and that scientists want more regulation of the dye that is used. Now, with cobalt and mercury, you know, we've seen issues of mercury poisoning. Like, for example, oh, my gosh, who was the guy from, you know who I'm talking about, Jeremy Piven, right? He had eaten so much. I'm looking him up. Was it Jeremy Piven who had a whole bunch of sushi and ended up having mercury poisoning? Was it him, or am I mixing him up with somebody else? Anyway, yeah, so... Excuse me. Mercury poisoning is something that we don't like to take lightly. And I think the FDA had back in the summer started to target skin lighteners, anti-aging treatments, etc. because of mercury. We've been concerned with mercury and our vaccines and our children being exposed to mercury. We've also been concerned of any other types of heavy metals that we could pick up in certain cosmetics. So I'm not shocked by this, honestly. And I mean, for those of you that have a tattoo, I wouldn't be, you know, freaking out. What types of cancer are we talking about? Well, they're not really going into it. They're not telling us if it's putting us more at risk for lung cancer or putting us more at risk for leukemia, etc. They're just saying that these are substances that could be carcinogenic. Like, for example, in the black tattoo ink, they use benzopyrene or benzoprene, or I'm not too keen on my organic chemistry, but that's been known to be a carcinogenic in or a carcinogen in animal studies, etc. So for those of you that do get a tattoo, okay, we know why you do it. It looks cool. It defines you. It identifies you. And it makes a statement. And it's something that I hope we don't stop seeing. I really love some of the work you guys do. And some of the best tattoos ever, which I've talked about, are your military men, your World War II veterans. Such patriotic, you know, beautiful eagles and American flags, etc. So I'm a huge fan of tattoos and our military who don them and the people that don them. But could there be something hazardous with it? I think we all would agree that possibly. I mean, you know, you're kind of doing a lot to your body. You're getting all red. You're getting inflamed. Something seeping in. All right. Now, do I think the exposure is cumulative? Do I think that for as long as you have that tattoo, you are continually introducing stuff into your system? Or do I think this could be the initial bolt of when you get that tattoo? Personally, anything on your body, anything ink, anything that's permanent, yeah, you could still possibly have some seepage. But my guess is the initial insult, of course, is at the application of it. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so apparently a 66-year-old ex-politician, former politician from Colombia, I guess had taken more Viagra than he should have. And he was, from what I understand, taking, well, let me see. We have another guy who took 5 Viagra at a time, and that actually killed him. He was taking 5 Viagra at a time. This other gentleman, we don't have the amount he was taking, but from what we understand, he was using repeated use to the point that he had an erection for days. Remember the sildenafil, the brand name for Viagra, its job is to stop the phosphodiesterase channel there to that causes the blood flow to go back and to keep the blood maintained in the corpus cavernosum and to keep the blood maintained in the penis. That's kind of the job of what Viagra is supposed to do. Well, when you get stuck with a erection for a long period of time, don't know. You still get blood to the brain. You'll still get blood to the brain for the most part because the penis can only hold so much. But you could start asphyxiating the penis. Stop the giggles. Come on, people, grow up. You can asphyxiate the penis. So basically, some of you have asked about a fractured penis. There's no bones in the penis, but you can have ligament damage from trauma, and that's why we call it a penis fracture, because the ligaments that are there. But in this particular case, it probably cut off the blood supply. The swelling was so bad. So when you start cutting off the blood supply, then unfortunately you can start getting a necrotic penis, I guess, and then it won't fall off. It would have to be amputated. Now, a man in Yemen died. He had it was his first night as a married couple, and he had taken 5 Viagra pills at one time, and according to Yemeni Arabic language daily newspaper, Okaz Al-Yum, the 25-year-old died. Apparently we know that Viagra could cause heart arrhythmias, drops in blood pressure could happen if you're taking nitrates. Use it wisely. Viagra should be dosed. How I write it for my patients is one pill, whether it's the 50 milligram or the 100 milligram pill, 1/2 hour prior to intercourse. Okay? All right? And just one pill. Have the intercourse and then go sleep. Don't take it with nitrates. If you have a heart condition, don't take it. But 5. Somebody took 5 Viagra pills and died on his wedding night. That's horrible. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to talk about this premature ejaculation spray, but we got a question from Kathy. Switching subjects here. Kathy writes, have you heard anything about a FEMA alert for the East Coast starting the 25th of September through November 1? I just got a post saying that they were shipping water, heater, foods, and such to the schools in Maryland, West Virginia, Delaware, and New Jersey, and that all Coast Guard and troops have been denied leave until November 1st. Now, have any of you guys heard this? Okay, let's open this up. I'll tell you what I heard. It's this, I hope this isn't a bad rumor, but then again, I also hope this isn't really happening. But apparently there's supposed to be this rumor out that the East Coast is from Washington to Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Virginia, West Virginia, having a FEMA alert. Okay, maybe you guys know more about this than I. Sorry, Kathy, if I'm not that knowledgeable on what the hell's going on. But we'll open up the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell-damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Celebrate National Preparedness Month with BePrepared.com. This Preptember, get 31% off our new Supreme Pizza Combo. All the food storage ingredients you need for delicious homemade pizzas. Now or years from now. Regularly $143.85, now just $99.99. Also save 30% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix. On sale for $21.99 this month only. For Preptember deals, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863. Or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Ronald sends me a link talking about this emergency FEMA Region 3 alert. You guys kind of get the regions. Like Region 1 is Maine, Boston, Rhode Island, I believe, and then you have New York and New Jersey, I think Region 2, Region 3. We talked about Pennsylvania, North Virginia, South Virginia, D.C., Maryland, etc. So I guess, and here's my problem. I can't confirm this. I don't know much about these FEMA regions. He has here on this link, there's supposed to be 11 million antibiotics going to the area, 22 million pouches of emergency water. Troops, I'm not sure. I can't tell you. I'm not sure what's going on with this. So I apologize. Ryan had put a question mark here. He wants to know if it's because of the hurricane. But you see, Hurricane Sandy affected New Jersey, New York. That would be a region too. I don't think that would have anything to do with the hurricane. So, unfortunately, if I can't confirm it, I really don't want to talk about it on air. But it is interesting. I'm not sure. I mean, you know, the problem is I think nobody trusts what's going on in government. So if things are being shipped in and bussed in and troops are coming in and you turn on the radio and you only have, Obamacare is great, and that's the only thing you're hearing, you know, on TV and the news. I commend you for kind of raising an eyebrow. And if any of you get new information on this FEMA Region 3 alert, please let me know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so where is that article? Okay, here we go. So the inventor of Viagra, Mike Wiley, one of the team of scientists who developed Viagra back in the 90s, is about to launch a treatment for premature ejaculation. It's called Tempe, or like Tempe, Arizona, I guess. Tempe. A spray-on, how do I know what it's called? A spray-on medication. It has been judged safe and effective in Europe. Okay, I'm not sure when this would be launched in the United States, but premature ejaculation affects about a quarter of all men. It's a very under-described and discussed topic because many men don't admit that to the doctors. Now, usually we find using SSRIs, like Zoloft, for example, the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, they seem to help. Many people taking Zoloft say they have difficulty having orgasms, so these medicines prove phenomenal for premature ejaculation. But apparently, people have been using like topical lidocaine and other types of things such that the sensation is less. If the sensation is less in that area, then you are less likely to be enjoying. And with the longer it takes for you to enjoy, you end up not then being premature ejaculated, but right on time ejaculation. Okay? In trials, men who use this spray ahead of sex lasted 5 times longer. They say the women benefited also because they claim they had better satisfaction because the man was able to last longer. For those of us that really want to go to sleep, however, some of you may hide this news from your husbands, but for the most part, no, let the guys have it. Now, it, I guess, has two anesthetics. I don't have exactly what the components are. I'm sure I'm going to get that later today as my research team is working on that for me. But, again, how it works is you have less sensitivity there. So who knows? Maybe it's, I don't want to guess. I know topical lidocaine has been used, before with success. I'm not sure what the other anesthetic would be. You'd think one anesthetic would be enough, but they have two. I'm wondering maybe it's like a Marcaine type. So I'll find out and report that to you because I know many of you guys are on the edge of the seat about to explode in anticipation of what is in this medication. Okay. Can I move on? I did that pretty well. Okay, what is going on with this beer brewery in a man's stomach? 61-year-old Texas man came to the emergency room claiming he was dizzy, had a blood alcohol concentration of 0.37%, but he claimed he didn't drink alcohol that day. So people thought that what he was doing was lying. Maybe he was a closet drinker. He was, taking shots when nobody was looking. The wife was like, he's acting drunk. What's going on here? So I guess he was diagnosed with Otto Brewery syndrome. Now, I know a lot of young ones out there are probably writing this down because they think they could use that one on their parents. And you'll probably get away with it, to be honest, for the next week or two. But after that, no, they're going to just think you're drinking. Where apparently his stomach had contained so much yeast that he was actually brewing in his stomach. Now, the wife's a nurse. She had him regularly tested with a breathalyzer. His numbers would be 0.3 to 0.4. Now, you know how the legal driving limit has been dropped to 0.08. So we're talking, you know, 4 to 5 times that. This is some scary stuff. So I guess what they did is they isolated him for 24 hours. They made sure that he wasn't getting any alcohol because he was in a room. Nurses were watching him, etc. No sugar. And they checked his alcohol level. Without any alcohol consumption, he was at 0.12. So already above the driving limit. So what they think had gone on is he had something called Saccharomyces cerevisiae. Now, this is a yeast that we use in alcohol fermentation and baking. They think that when he had taken antibiotics, get this, back in 2004, he had a broken foot. Back in 2004, some sort of procedure was given antibiotics, that the antibiotics killed all his gut bacteria, so then yeast was able to overgrow. But nothing, I mean, in almost 9 years, I guess the bacteria never reached a point where they could then battle the yeast. Yeast needs basic environments. Bacteria cause acidic environments. Now, I'm a little confused why this would be stomach. To me, this would make more sense if it was intestine. In stomach, your stomach acid is so high, I don't see how the Saccharomyces yeast could live that long. I mean, I can understand that some of them could still live at lower pH levels because the lower pH, the more acidic. But I'm wondering if most of this actually happened more in the small intestine. The EPA said the organism is not considered a pathogen, and many people consume this yeast regularly. It's not life-threatening. He's going to be fine. It's just he eats a lot of carbohydrates. Every time he would eat any starches or carbs, the high amounts of yeast in the body turn the sugars into ethanol or ethyl alcohol. Ethyl alcohol, again, like ethanol, makes you drunk. So what they did is they put him on a low-carbohydrate diet, and they prescribed him antifungal medications to get rid of the yeast. Now, some of you are saying, wait, Dr. Dahlia, why the hell would somebody want to get cured from that? No beer calories, and he always gets drunk? No, it's not that. It's not awesome. He's got to drive. He's got to work. It's not awesome. No, he's got to get cured. Okay? Yeah. Sorry, guys. Apparently, there was a 13-year-old girl who had short gut syndrome. She'd get drunk if she ate carbohydrates. Another 3-year-old, same thing. Every time she had a fruit drink, would get drunk. So, I know we got football season. I get that. I'm contemplating having a Super Bowl party because, again, you got to buy a lot of drink for people coming. I really need to be friends with more LDS. Honestly, my LDS friends, it's great. You know, they come in, they ask for water. I love it. You know, because I don't really drink, so I don't really have. I always have to stock stuff up at the house for when people come over, honestly, you know. So, no, I'm not inviting you all to a Super Bowl party. I haven't decided yet. It depends on this recession. Okay, so it doesn't cost a lot. Chips and salsa cost money. All right, guys, don't go away. We got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights.
We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe, Washington. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive. In the direst of situations, there's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Longevity Booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo, Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Greater Seattle.